Here is part two with Steve Kosky at Indian Country Sports and Lots, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. For somebody who's never fished Huron Bay, specifically, how big a jig are we talking here and what color?
Oh, to get in, when you get into these burbot, they go up to an ounce jig, even almost like fishing lake trout.
Oh, really?
Like bobbing, except they're using a rod for them or a stick for them if okay. They can get into that deeper water.
Right.
In this shallower water, they're using short rods, soft, light tackle, you know, 6-8 pound test line probably at most. A few northerns that have been caught on, of course, putting down a whole smelt on a tip-up. That seems to still be the predominant method of getting a good northern out of there or out of practically anywhere.
You've seen some giant northerns come out of there?
Not yet this year, but I have over the years. Oh, yeah. The famed ones that the famed Donald Pickard had got, were that one was supposedly 50 pounds, was supposedly a record years ago. We've got the pictures of it here. Those pictures have been all over the place for years. But those are out of here in Bay.
Well, let's go back to Keweenaw Bay here quickly. I realize, you know, it's very, very early, but the good news is we don't have heavy winds predicted, you know, over the next few days. It's supposed to be fairly calm. That's going to help a lot, considering,
calm,
you know,
and still in full moon, and everything is going for a pretty decent ice-making spell. Yes, it's not going to be way below zero, but still single digits at night, maybe 20s during the day, it might hit 30 for a day, but that isn't going to melt the ice. It's still, the water temperature is down there, and there's really no snow pushing it down at all. It's not going to be slushy when we get ice. It looks like pretty much skating ice out here right now if it would stay.
Do you think there's a possibility there will be some walkable ice by the weekend?
In front of town?
Yeah.
I would flip a coin on it, and I'm not sure which side it's going to land on. Depends what the wind does and everything else. You can think it's going to be perfect and stay, and you know it's good enough to walk on. You can come back here the next morning, and it's wide open water right to shore. So I'm not sure, but I'm sure you're going to keep an eye on it myself.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, yeah.
Very much.
Well, Steve, I appreciate your time. It's great news to hear about Huron Bay, and I was a little surprised to hear about Keweenaw
Bay. If I do get to walk out here tomorrow or that stuff and get something, I'll try to give you a report. I'll try to call you back, too.
Yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Good.
We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, Adam.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Steve Kosky, Indian Country Sports and Lots, giving you the Keweenaw and Huron Bay reports. And this is The Outdoor Show.